bow our heads as we open prayer. Glorious Heavenly Father, oh God, this is such a wonderful day. Lord, you give us health and strength and walk with us. Lord, now we have this opportunity to gather together. Lord, to hear you speak under the presence of your Spirit, Lord. Lord, just look at our hearts, Father, I pray. Each and every one, Lord, may you just touch and deal with us, Lord, personally. Father, have your way, I pray. Lord, and as we even if you sing a few songs, Lord, just may you have your way in those, Lord, clearing our hearts and minds. Lord, preparing us for you to speak. Lord, as we anxiously wait now, Lord, we just ask all these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me in our only believe books. Page 589. Hallelujah. Can't even walk without him, saints. Don't want to try. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but Stone books, page 17. I think it's in there. Come unto me. Amen. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry. I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Oh, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Hey.
sense of weakness brought distress within. Christ will sanctify you if you'll claim his best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. Oh, come, oh, hallelujah, unto me, and I will give you rest. Oh, take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. Oh, I am weak and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Oh, come. My yoke is easy, and my burden's light.
Oh, hallelujah. Come unto me, he says. Amen. Praise his name. Back on our only belief books on 705. Amen. 'Tis so sweet, trusting. 703, I guess it is.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same.
Page 204. Let's sing this one also. What a day that will be. Hallelujah.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky. Oh, think about it. Hallelujah. To dim the eye, all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day, amen, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, what a day that will be, oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day.
It's worth it all. Truly, it's worth it all to be his child. Amen.
It's worth it all to be his child, to serve him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel his power.
Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Lord, how we love you. Lord, we sing these songs, these hymns, Lord. Lord, people wrote under the inspiration, Father. Father, knowing that you care for us. Lord, you always are watching us, guiding us. Lord, you keep us. Lord, how I love that little poem about the footprints on the sands of time, Lord. And Lord, when it look back and you only see one pair of footprints, Lord, sometimes in our flesh, Lord, maybe we panic, maybe we get uptight, Lord. But here all along you're carrying us, Lord, guiding us. I'm so thankful, Lord, for many times in my life I've saw just that one set of footprints. So, Lord, I'm so appreciative and thankful for you, for all you've done. Lord, the needs on the people's hearts, I pray, Lord. Lord, that you'd look down. Lord, just bless them. Meet their needs. Oh, God, we're such a privileged people. Never want to take it for granted, Lord. And always, Lord, want to give you thanks. Bless us now, Lord, the remainder of the service. May you just have your way. We ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Hallelujah. We have a song to play. Ask if you'd come.
Could just have one day with nothing planned to take my time. I would sit down and let everything go, relax my body and my mind. Well, just remember we're soon going to a place where there will never be another working day. There is nothing but perfect love and peace. You can rest eternally,
eternally.
I want to walk down streets of gold with you through the love. I I'm sure the tears of joy will run down our face when we see the one who saved us by his grace. Oh, let's never lose the vision of our goal. A few more days and we'll be home.
Amen. Aren't you getting anxious, saints? Oh, he's coming to be soon. Let's stand, if you will. Sing a chorus, only believe, ask our brother to come.
Yes.
Only believe. Thankful, Lord, to fill in our hearts that precious desire and longing, Lord, to, as the sister sang that song, Lord, there's still a hunger in us yet, Lord, to see those things that you've foretold and prepared for us. And Lord, as we are still walking in this life, Lord, it just makes us more hungry for more of you.
And
Father, we just humbly ask tonight as we've come and these few words will speak, Lord, they might be familiar to us, but Lord, maybe to someone's heart they'll be fresh and be something, Lord, that would strike a little chord in the heart, we pray. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word and just ask you to move me out of the way and send down your anointing upon your precious word, we ask. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen.
Oh, don't you love him?
Yes.
Amen. So thankful to be here tonight. Hallelujah. While you're standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles over to John, the 12th chapter. Amen. Just a little exhortation, we'll call it that the Lord laid upon my heart. And just praying that it'll just stir our hearts this evening as we think about it. And as I just pray you'll give me help me to bring it out the way I was thinking as he was kind of dealing with my heart as I was feeling this and seeing it. It's just very simple, but it stirs my heart, amen, and praying it'll stir yours as well.
Amen.
But let's think about it here in John, the 12th chapter, and read that, start at that 20th verse. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. And the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip, tell Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word and you may be seated.
Amen.
A very familiar scripture and one our prophet used many times. But as you think about that just a little bit, as they come desiring to see Jesus, and at the time and with the understanding they had, they knew he was a great teacher and they realized he had a gift and they came looking to see who he was. They wanted to see him. But think about it. Let's bring it down today to our day. We have now had the opportunity to see through the Word who Jesus was.
Yes.
As in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And oh my, to see that picture today. And yet here tonight again, we have gathered in here with this same desire that they had then. Sirs, we would see Jesus tonight.
Amen.
We've come in looking to the Word. Lord, open my heart, open my understanding. I've come here looking for something. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, you've been in the message a long time or whether it's just something stirring in your heart and you're feeling this drawing. But there was a hunger in these men. There was a pulling, something that was
they were seeing this take place, and they just were desiring to see him.
Yes.
And how it truly is that never fades, that hunger, you know, in the very beginning, you know, you think about the little song we sing oftentimes, from the dust of the earth, my God created man. And his breath made man a living soul. And when he placed that soul in man, within that soul, he placed a hunger to come back from whence he came. And oh my, that hunger is in every human being. There is a drive and a passion within the human body that's laying there. And so many people, as the prophet put it, that hunger's there, thirsting for God, searching, wanting to know more of where its creator that created it. But there's so many things that Satan, as a deformer and a deceiver, places in there that hunger gets channeled in so many different directions. And it gets pushed out, and you know, and the prophet explained that so greatly, you know, you see, that's why men, some turn to alcohol and to drugs, trying to find that next high, that happy place, that fulfillment, being satisfied. Some go after great riches and search for wealth and fame and popularity, and there's a drive in them, and it's always, but they're channeling it to the wrong things.
Yes.
But there's a little seed of God that he predestinated before there was a moon or a star, and he put that little seed all over this earth. And you know, if you go back and look, I'm going to mention a lot of things without reading, just trying to kind of pull a picture. But even way back in the Garden of Eden, and the prophet was talking about Adam and Eve, when they fell and done what they done. And there they were in their sin, knowing they had done wrong. And it should have been them crying back out, "Oh God, where are you?" But no, God came to them asking, "Adam, where art thou?" He come seeking them when they were in their lowest state. He still come looking for them. And you think about that, and as you look at each time, even Moses out on the backside of the desert raising sheep, but God had predestinated him for a purpose and a place. And when that time came for it to be fulfilled, God came to Moses in the burning bush. He went and found Moses and said, "Hey, there's a place for you to be." Think about the Apostle Paul. He thought he wasn't really looking. He thought he had all he needed. He's out doing his thing, his ambitions, his drives. But in the time and place that he was predestinated for, God came on the scene and said, "Whoa, hold it right there." And God came to Paul and showed him where he had to stand. And oh my, how it's been. I can see that in my life. You thought maybe I was headed the right direction, doing the right thing, but there come a time when God said, "Oh, you've on the wrong path. Here's where your feet need to belong."
Yes.
And that happens at different times and different places for each one of us. But that hunger is in every person. They can't help it. From a natural state, there is a hunger. But for that predestinated seed, there's a little special hunger. But maybe it's not truly awakened to the fullness that it should be until God says it's time and for your journey or your purpose to be fulfilled. But in the message, "Show Us the Father and It Suffices," or just "Show Us the Father," this was preached June 663. Just to kind of capture what I was saying, kind of put it to a text, about paragraph 40, he says, "Surely there is a human desire in a human heart who is a creature of God calling out for God, and there has got to be a God somewhere to respond to that call. When that deep calls to the deep, there's got to be a respond to that call. Before a deep can be here calling, there has to be a deep out there to respond to that call, or there'd be no call in there. As I've often said, before there was a fin on a fish's back, there had to be a water first for him to use that fin, or he wouldn't have had any fin.
Amen.
Before there was a tree to grow in the earth, there had to be an earth first, or there wouldn't have been any tree. And as long as there is creation, there is a creator to create that creation." You see what I mean, he says? "And when there's a hunger and a thirst in a human heart for something, then there's got to be something to respond to that, or that thirst wouldn't be there. And so tonight we're saying, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And now if there is a God, and we know there is, and the call is in our heart to see him, then why can't we see him? If there's a call here that tells us we want to see him, there's got to be some reason, some way to see him." Amen.
Amen.
And how... as I think about this and I think about the having grown up as coming up in Christ, you grow up, you come in and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and begin to grow, and how you see the hunger that God's placed in you. From the very beginning, you were hungering, and God comes and he gives you a portion, and you say, oh, I'm so satisfied with that portion. But then the hunger just continues to grow, and the next day it's there again. And it's never ending. And that's why we're here tonight. There was a hunger burning in each heart to make you get out in the cold, in the rain, and whatever, and come and sit down. Or maybe you're in your home. It makes you turn it on, the recording, and to sit down in the presence and pray, Lord, open my heart. What's being going to be said to help me? You're not looking at me, looking at how elegant, maybe I'll say something or what. But you're looking to God's word. And that's who we're praying to before we ever get to service. You know, I didn't know I was going to minister tonight, but all week long, it's been on my heart. Lord, what is it for me? You know, these things our pastor spoke Sunday morning and some different things, and then listened to some messages of the prophet, how that it creates that hunger.
Yes.
And you're even thinking about that. Lord, tonight as the word comes forth, what's my portion? Mm-hmm. And when you see what's laying in God's abundant storehouse, and you see all of the precious promises that are laying there for the believer, what a hunger it ought to put in our hearts, for even for divine healing. What a hunger ought to be in my heart to see that more manifest, made manifest in my own life. The healing, the works of the Holy Ghost in me personally, not expressing to someone else that I can lay hands on, but to me personally, those promises are to me. By his stripes I was healed. And does my faith show that I believe and truly know that was for me? And there's a hunger in me to see that word fulfilled in my life and to manifest to the point that I know that every promise in that book is mine. Not just written on pages, but it's there. It's a hunger. There's a force pushing and pulling. And if you would, let's turn over here to Luke, the 19th chapter, and just use this as a little example. Very familiar little, you know, as Jesus was Zacchaeus here. And the prophet used it many times. And the more you think about this, how great it truly, as it grows, and even the Queen of Sheba, when you think about the draw that she had and what was starting to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, oftentimes, that drawing, that hunger starts. And we're ever so hungry, but yet we still want to hold back. And we don't give it our fullness because we let too many things weigh us down. What will somebody think? What will somebody say? It's too complicated. I can't do that. I don't understand all of this. But we just won't take that first step.
Yeah.
And move out into the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, there's something here. I'm coming to see what this is about.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to feel. Lord, show me.
Yeah.
And it's not looking to a church, but it's looking to Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can satisfy that hunger. You can join a church. That'll make you feel better. It might make you feel good for a while, but that hunger is going to only come to one thing. It's got to be Jesus Christ to you and in you personally that will satisfy that holy thirst.
Yeah.
But here's Jesus was speaking, or this parable in the Bible as things were happening with Zacchaeus. We'll start about the 19th verse, 19th chapter, the first verse. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was of little of stature. And you know, if you think about this, to put it into context, think about Jesus on the Mount of Olives, or not the Mount, but on the Mount when he was preaching, and he fed the 5,000. And then there was 10,000 that got fed. I think it was 10,000, or 12 the next time around. There was, but think of the crowds, just to make that, look at the crowds that was thronging him. The people were there. So you can imagine as he is walking through Jerusalem here, it's not just him and 12 disciples walking down this street. And you can imagine what that's like as you go into any city and watch a parade and you see maybe somebody famous is coming down through and everybody's in the press. Everybody's out there trying. And you know how it's just people everywhere and oh my, how could you one person in the center of that sea of 5,000, just say it was 5,000 people walking the streets with him. How hard it would have been to even get close to him. But Zacchaeus, you know, he said he sought to see Jesus who he was, and he couldn't for the press, and he ran and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Now Zacchaeus went out there thinking he wanted to see who Jesus was. But he was predestinated for a meeting before there was a moon or a star to take place. And right there, Jesus walked right to the tree that he was in. He came to Zacchaeus. Amen. He came where he was to show him there's a work, there's something for you if you will but just accept it. And he says, today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with this man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for inasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And for something to be lost, it once had to be in his possession. Amen. Oh my, I'm so glad to know that by grace I was in his possession. Amen. And he came looking for me. Yes. In the decreed time and season that he knew I would be here. Amen. And each one of us as an individual has got to come to that realization that I don't my own. I've been bought with a price. I've been predestinated. There's something greater than me inside of me that's drawing me, forcing me, and bringing me to this place that I can't do in myself. Yeah. It's not my natural appetites that brings you to just wanting to read the Word all the time. Yeah. It's a special something that he places on the inside, a hunger, a desire, a longing to be just like him. Yeah. And oh my, as you feel that drawing in your heart, and how much does Zacchaeus had to go out of his way? Even though Jesus was coming, he knew. But Zacchaeus, still there was something in him that made him go out, have to find whatever he could, any way he could, to get up in that tree so he could see over the top of that crowd. Yes. And he didn't care. He was a man of stature. Think of his place in the city there and how people must have thought, what is he doing climbing up in a tree? But oh, there was something down on the inside of him. He had focused everything else out, and the only thing he could see was what he was feeling inside. I need to see who this is. What is this that I'm hearing about? And oh my, how that truly is what still burns in the heart of every little believer. Every time you hear that the word is going to be opened, there's something inside of you that just is pressing. Lord, what have you got to say? What is it? What more is there for me in that precious word? It never grows old. It never grows stale. And it's a continually that much interesting. It don't matter what I have to do. If I, you know, we'll liken it to even coming to service. We know it's service. How much will take a whole week to plan to make sure that I know I can be here? You know, you see that draw, that drive to want to be where God's word is. Amen. And to hear it and to grow and to truly see it manifested in your life. Yes. And it's evident. It shows forth in those that little hungry heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of many times as you hear different places where they have to walk to get to service and they have to do all these different things just to get together. And oh my, how much will we put ourselves? Is that hunger in my heart great enough, or has it become common to us that it's just a church service? It's just someone's going to preach, someone's going to read some scriptures. But oh my, the newness of the word and knowing that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to be here on that word to enlighten it and impart it to my heart if I'm hungry and expecting and in the right condition. Oh, what a press it ought to put in us to make sure we get right where God's word is going to be. Amen. It'll change your attitudes. It'll change your outlook on the God's word. But that hunger is ever present. It's ever pulling. It's ever there. Amen. And why? As he put it here, and we would see Jesus preach July 4, 62. He said, how many believes God is infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient? Sure, and he is God. Therefore, his first decision to do anything has to ever remain the same, because his decisions will be perfect, because he cannot do anything but perfection. That's all he is. He is perfection. He can never change. Now here is where our hopes is built on the word. If God ever called on the scene to make a decision about any certain thing, his first decision has to forever remain the same. It could never change. Just before we get to that thought, think of this. When God, in the Garden of Eden, when he was called on for salvation for Adam and Eve, he had one remedy, and that was the blood, and he never changed forever. It's the blood. He can never change it. And when God was called on to heal a sick man, he healed him by his faith, and he can never change it. And if he healed one man because of his faith in God to do it, then he'll have to heal the next one, or he acted wrong when he healed the first one, and he acted wrong when he saved the first one. See, you can't. We change. We're what you call finite, but he's infinite. And he cannot change because he's perfect. We make a decision then, see, well, that was wrong. I'll make it this way. Be a little better, but not him. His first one is perfect, and that's the way it has to ever remain. Yeah. And what a confidence I have in God's word because of that. What I've seen him do for others, I've seen him do for me. Yeah. And what he's done for me, I know he can do for you if you come with the same desire and come in the same pathway and come to God expecting. He'll meet each and every one of us precisely the way he did the first one. Amen. And he never changes. The promise is there unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Yeah. Those promises are to those that are called to his purpose. Amen. Oh my, what a joy that ought to put in our hearts. Amen. What an abundance in our step to realize at this point in time, when the world's fallen apart and chaos on all sides, there is a land just beyond the river, a promise to me that soon and very soon I'm going to meet the King. I'm going to sail out of this world and leave its cares behind. And there's more waiting over there than there is ever here. Oh my, but if we can but let the revelation of God's word become that real to us, that this life is but temporal, it's going to fail and pass away. Everything we own is going to burn and be gone in ashes. But that over there is eternal and will live forever. Oh my, and it's, you know, you read those things and you can say, oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad I know that. But till God dips it into your heart that it's laying right there and it's real. Yeah. Oh my, it don't mean that much to you. But when you truly begin to see that your name was written down in the precious book and you realize that each promise was made to you personally, it changes your whole outlook on everything. The relationship between you and Christ truly becomes that. A relationship, not a have to, not I must. But, oh Lord, I want to be pleasing to you in all things. Oh, it changes your whole being. It will be changed. Amen. In the message, just a little quote nugget here. The prophet had left us in the Queen of the South. This was preached January 25th, 1958. But he was talking about the Queen of Sheba. She had heard about God moving through Solomon and all the works that was being done and discernment and all that was taking place. And she come from far away, a 3 months journey to come to see what was taking place. And it was such against her time and place. It was against her religion. It was against every obstacle, her peers, her social ranks. But oh, she packed up all she had and made that journey to see what was happening over there in Israel. And so much to the point that Jesus, when he was here, even said that she would rise in judgment in the last days for being the faithful as she was in what she did. But the prophet made this statement. He said, then as the queen, she laid her camel, she took all of the things on the desert she could confront. A little woman with a little bunch of men marching along with her while the sons of Ishmael was out there, the robbers of the desert. She was laden with gold and she had to think about that. But in her heart, she was hungering to find out whether that gift was real or not. And God made a way for her. Amen. Yes. And God will make a way for every man or woman who is hungering and thirsting for the righteousness' sake. Yes. God makes a way. Don't be scared that something is going to happen. It won't happen. Go anyhow. Be determined to press in to see the kingdom of God. Yes. And oh, how that ought to truly be. The press that's in our hearts. If there's something stirring in our hearts and then there's something moving, what the press ought to be in us to, it don't matter. Lay it all aside and press into this precious word. So many allow things to, you know, it goes from being, maybe you're just beginning to hear the message and it's the things of the world or it's how do I come from a life that I've lived and how do I lay this down and Don't worry about it. Just come to the Amen. Holy Spirit. Praise come to God with a hungering heart and watch Him do for you what He's done for me, what Amen. He's done for others. He will manifest it to you. Yes, and it flows right down into maybe you're sitting in church. Maybe you're sitting there listening to the Word every Sunday. But you know that the Word you're hearing is not feeding your soul. You know that there's a greater hunger in you. Don't sit still, but press and move out and look for that place where God can feed you and fill you with His Word every time you come to the table. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to get out of our normal. We have to break free from what we think is good enough and follow that unction and that hunger that's pulling down on the inside. Amen. It's easy to sit still. It's easy to say, oh, don't ruffle the waters. Don't change nothing. Let it be the way it is. But oh my, if there's something down on the inside of you hungering and thirsting for God and you can tell that it's not being meet, go looking for it with prayer and move out and watch God meet the need in your heart and in your life. Amen. He is more than able. Hallelujah. And He is a rewarder. Amen. I've seen it many, many times. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, we've read many of things and we've heard it, but you know, when you see all that take place, even the sulfur that was in the bicycle pedals the prophet mentioned, there was something in there craving, and it's the same in the natural. You get a craving for a mineral, you're lacking something. There's a certain vegetable that will meet that. Your body goes into a natural craving mode to get that thing. And you just can't be satisfied. You might eat this and fill yourself up and feel full, but that craving is still there. Your mind is still telling you you didn't get what you wanted. And it's just a natural. But oh, in the spiritual, it's even greater. When that hunger's in there and it's crying to be fed and you feel it pulling, oh my, it won't be satisfied and it won't be hushed until you give it the truth of the Word of God that it's looking for. But it'll pull you right to where God wants you to be. Amen. You look at the examples. If it's pulling and you're feeling that painful desire in your heart, you're feeling that hunger, that unrest, and you can see it, don't fight it, but yield to the Holy Spirit and just give in and say, Lord, here am I. Show me your ways and pull me and follow. Let me see where I need to stand. Oh my, and you know, it's as I said, it's not just a beginning. Even today, knowing that if the Lord should tarry, Sunday we'll gather back in here for God's precious word. It'll be something fresh, but there'll be a hunger in our hearts. We'll be thinking about it from now till then. When we wake up Sunday morning, it'll be in our hearts. Lord, what do you have for me today? It never goes away. God placed it in there and He never ceased to fill it. Every time you come in the right attitude, the right presence and sit down, you watch God just fill you to overflowing each and every time. Oh my, he satisfies the hungry every time. Never leaves you empty. Oh, He'll fill you up. Amen. And oh, what a blessing it is. Hallelujah, to fill it. Amen. I pray you can feel it tonight even. I feel His precious Holy Spirit in His presence, knowing that by His grace I've been called to His purpose. And He's not left me dry. He's not left me out in the desert, but He's placed something in me that every day there's a hunger. And every day there's something there to fill it. Amen. To keep it pushing forward for Him. Amen. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
He's so precious. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Let's see here. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophet in perfect faith, as he was talking about that, in paragraph 132, he says, when we were sinners, alienated without God in a world, in a muck of mud, as I talked about this morning, God come to us. God sought you. You never sought God. No man can come to me except the Father draws him first. And God came down in the muck, what you were, and sought you out and brought you out. That ought to create a perfect love. Amen. And you know, sometimes He has to let us go our own route till we get to the place. You think about the Apostle Paul, all he had. But God knew what it was going to take, what kind of a man it was going to take to be that first messenger to that first age. Amen. To bring the reality to the words that Jesus had spoke and the revelation that He had delivered. But oh, look what God let him go through. But when it was time, right on time, God was there in time and place. Yeah. And oh, look at the example and the testimony Paul's life became.
And oh, many of us can say the same thing. If you take the time and go around, and what about your testimony, brother? What has God done for you? Each one of us can truly stand and say, if we'll just take the time, look what I was.
Amen.
Look where I was. Look how I thought. Look how I felt. But look what God has done for me. Amen. Oh, he comes.
Hallelujah.
He says, but he caught, let's see, let me back up here. He said that ought to create a perfect love. Look what you was, look what you are, and what did that? Somebody that loves you, can't you have faith in what he's promised you?
Yeah.
Real genuine love creates a confidence in his word.
Amen.
Amen. And oh my. And he caught me when I was nothing. I'm still nothing, but I'm in his hand. See, he caught me. He loved me when I was unlovable. He loved you when you was unlovable, but he changed you. Just like the collared sister said that time in her testimony, she said, I'm not what I ought to be, and I'm not what I want to be, but then I'm not what I used to be. She knowed she had come somewhere. Something had happened, and that's the way it is. If God, when I was an alien from him, so loved me till he stooped down to get me and pick me up, that gives me confidence that he wants to use me. He's got a purpose in doing it. He's seen something in me. He's seen something in you.
Yes.
He had a reason to save you. Look at the people that's unsaved today. Look at the millions he could have took beside you, but he took you. Oh, think about it. How many people could be sitting here tonight that are not? How many people might be able to be listening in but that are not? But someone is.
Yeah.
Someone may be. Oh, he's seen you.
Yes.
Oh, my. He's seen something in you. He had a reason to save you. Look at the... He said, and no one can take your place. You're in God's economy and no one can do it. That's his love to you. Then won't your love reach right back to him? And there's a love affair. No matter what the situation is, it's the circumstances governed by this love that creates faith. And the God that loves you, and you love God, and you love one another. And that brings the faith. All right? It can't keep from bringing out just exactly what God promised it would do. Amen. And as you think about faith and revelation, and to realize, as the prophet was talking about, I was thinking of some of the things our pastor was saying Sunday morning. But when the prophet talked about, if you had that quarter in your hand, it's the same as having the loaf of bread you know you need. Oh, my saints, what a reality there is to God's word, and what a hunger there ought to be in our hearts to see that laying. And knowing, is it fulfilled fully in my life? Have I surrendered completely that every word can be made manifest in me? Then there's a higher height. There's a greater filling. There's a greater push.
Amen.
And a hunger in my heart to reach those goals that he has. Amen. That you see growing out there in front of us. But oh, may we truly be a people that's pressing on. Energy burning in our hearts as individuals. Lord, I'm here for your purpose. I'm here for you to have the preeminence in my life and to see this word made manifest.
Yes.
Amen. And oh my, maybe I've been on the road for a long time. Maybe I'm just thinking about getting started. Well, get on the move and let's go together.
Amen.
Each and every one of us together, pulling to see this work finished. And oh my, because one day soon we're going to meet over there. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Wonder if we could sing that little chorus, "Oh Wonderful Jesus." Amen. Oh Wonderful Jesus. I'm sorry, Brother Kevin. Hey, Brother Kevin.
Wonderful Jesus, bright morning star. Lily of the valley, that's what you are. So glad I know you. Oh, yes, I do. Wonderful Jesus, how I love you.
Sing it again.
Oh, wonderful.
trust every one of us, even those listening in, could find yourself with that identified in your life. Oh my, that stirred me to a lot of things back in my life, things that I've already said over the pulpit many times. But it's just so I'm just so thankful for that precious desire, that thing that was pulling on the inside. And as I said before, even just a little boy, you know, Brother Branham talked about it, said oftentimes, you know, even a little boy, a little girl, or something down on the inside pulling on you. Didn't even understand what it was, but by God's grace, now we look back and think, oh my, isn't that a beautiful picture? Isn't that something wonderful you can see in your life? God pulled on your heart. Amen. And then to be there to fulfill His word, fill you with His Spirit, and then you can look back and say, now I see what it was all about. Amen. Thank God for His love and His mercy. You know, it makes the scripture come alive. It's so real in you. You know, as our brother mentioned, no man can come to me, think of that, except the Father which sent me, Jesus said. Drawing. That's so precious to have that draw. Amen. And to continue to have that draw, that's what's precious too. You know, to think about God drawing on your heart and drawing you to that closer walk with Him. Oh, it's glorious. Wish I had the time just to go back and just tell you again, because it's burning my heart so much. I mean, the just experiences down through life God has given me of that pull on the inside. But you've heard it many times. I ain't told everything yet. There's other things in life that when it comes time, I'll tell it. And used to, I wouldn't tell those things because I didn't really know people would believe it or accept it. When I was younger in ministry, I knew it would cause division, and it would cause jealousies, so I never did say much about it. And I still oftentimes hesitant about it because I don't want people to think I'm something, because all of us, and any of us, the only way we are anything is by the grace of God. Isn't that right? Amen. Not by our works, not by what we've done, but by God's mercy and grace. Amen. I love Him. He's precious. Well, I'm thankful I've been here tonight. Amen. How about you? Amen. Just be praying for those that's not feeling well and sick and those couldn't be here. So let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, it's been wonderful to be here this evening. And I appreciate it with all of my heart. And Lord, it's just always so good and so wonderful to see by grace where we fit in to your precious plan. And Father, I was thinking of those maybe listening in tonight. And Father, those that's seeking you and they just don't know for sure what to do. Lord, I pray for those, Lord. I pray that you'll, if that little seed lays in there, you'll draw upon their heart, Lord, till they just absolutely have to give in to you all the way. Lord, we know it has to be you. It has to be you that places that in their heart, in their life. But Father, we know that you're still in the saving business. Lord, you're still in giving people that opportunity. So we ask, Lord, that you'll help each and every one of them. Father, for our heart goes out to them. Lord, when we see a man or woman in sin, and Lord, in corruption in their life, and Lord, they want to be right, but Lord, sometimes they just need a little direction. They need a little bit of understanding. And Father, that's why you place your ministry throughout the land. That's why you place churches, Lord, so that you can give them a place to be fed and to receive the understanding of what your desire is in their life. So, Father, we ask that you would help those now. And, Father, I pray for my sister. I'm asking, Lord, that you just reach down wherever she's at tonight. Lord, if she's sitting in her living room or maybe laying in bed, I don't know where she would be. But, Father, my heart's just been going out for her. And I'm asking, Lord, that you would touch her life. And Lord, maybe she don't understand why she's going through what she's going through. But Father, it might be the very thing that you'll use.
choose to draw her to you. Lord, we don't know these things, but you do. Sometimes, Father, when we're stubborn and we don't want to yield and surrender, sometimes things have to come upon us and you allow it. But Lord, it'll drive us to you. We don't understand all these things, but you do, Lord. And Father, any of the others that's out there throughout the land, oh God, we know when that last one comes in, then you will come and take us home. So we ask, Lord, that you just do that work, Lord, and finish it up. We're crying out for it, Lord. We're getting anxious to go home. So we ask now again for your blessings, that you just watch over us and guide us, Lord, and help us to come back Sunday, Lord, if it be your will and you tarry that long. Help us to come back, Lord, hungering for the word. And we'll make sure we praise you for it all. In the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. I'm glad you do. Sister Finley? God knows how to handle, doesn't he? And he knows what the need is, right? Amen. Let's just all pray together now and pray for our sister. Gracious Heavenly Father, our precious sister, Lord, has brought a request before us tonight. And you know the very desire of her heart, and you know the answer that she needs. Father, you know all about the situation. And Lord, we know that you're Jehovah Jireh. You're the great provider. You're the great physician. You're the one, Lord, that knows and can do all things, for all things are possible to them that believe. And Father, we just trust that you'll help our little sister, Lord, just truly trust in you and believe in you and open her heart, Lord, and just open the door for let you to answer what she has the need of. We ask that you would do that for her, Lord. She's our sister, and we love her with all our heart. And Father, we don't want to see things upon her that's Lord, not good for her. We ask that you would bless her and meet those needs now in her life. And we know that you will, Lord, and we know that she'll give you the glory and the honor for it, Lord, and know that it's taken care of. We commit it all into your hands now, Lord, that you take care of it. And we ask it through thy Son's name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
We'll see the results of it. It's taken care of. Do you believe it? It's done. Right? Ask and you shall receive. Absolutely. Don't doubt it whatsoever. No. It belongs to the children. Children of God. Amen. May God richly bless you, and you are dismissed. We love you. Amen. If you'll just stay in just a minute.